Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 22, Part 3. Qualities of Sri Krishna Further Explained, Numbers 56 through 60. 56. Krishna's Inconceivable Potencies. Sri Krishna is present everywhere, not only within the universe, not only within the hearts of all living entities, but also within every atom. In the prayers of Queen Kunti, we find mention of this inconceivable potency of Krishna. While Krishna was talking with Kunti, Krishna simultaneously entered the womb of Uttara, who was in danger due to the atomic weapon of Ashvatthama. Krishna can illusion even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and Krishna can protect all surrendered souls from the reactions of sinful activities. These are some of the examples of Krishna's inconceivable potencies. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore offers obeisances unto Krishna. Lord Krishna, who is present as a human being, has as his mere shadow the whole material nature. Krishna has expanded himself into so many cows, calves, and cowherder boys, and Krishna has again manifested himself in all of them as the four-handed Narayana. Krishna has taught millions of Lord Brahmas about self-realization. And thus Krishna is worshipable not only by the heads of all universes, but by everyone else also. Therefore, let me always accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Indra was defeated by Krishna in the matter of taking the Parijata plant from heaven, Narada met Indra and criticized him. O Indra, great king of heaven, Krishna has already defeated Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. So what can be said of an insignificant demigod like you? Of course, Narada Muni was criticizing Indra jokingly, and Indra enjoyed it. In Narada's statement, it is confirmed that Krishna was able to illusion even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as Indra. So there is no question of Krishna's power to do the same to lesser living entities. A description of Krishna's power in minimizing the sufferings of sinful reactions is given in Brahma Samhita as follows. Yastu Indra Gopam Atavendra Mahusvakarma Bandhanu Rupa Phalam Bhajanam Atunoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajang Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Beginning from the great king of heaven down to the ant, everyone is undergoing the reactions of past deeds. But a devotee of Krishna is relieved from such reactions by the grace of Krishna. Now this was clearly proved when Krishna went to the place of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, in order to reclaim the dead son of Krishna's teacher. Krishna's teacher had requested Krishna to bring back Sandipani Muni's dead son, and to do so, Krishna went to the place of Yamaraj to claim that soul, who had been brought there by Yamaraj and was being kept under Yamaraj's control. Krishna immediately ordered Yamaraj, Anayasva Maharaja, Mach Chasana Puraskrita, be benefited by my order and return that soul unto me. So the purport of this incident is that even a person who is under the regulative principles of the laws of nature and is therefore punishable by Yamaraj under these laws can be granted complete immunity by the grace of Krishna. Krishna's inconceivable potencies have been described by Shukadeva Goswami as follows. Krishna is indeed bewildering my intelligence, because although Krishna is unborn, Krishna has appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is all-pervading, but still, Krishna is held on the lap of Yashoda. And in spite of Krishna's being all-pervasive, Krishna has become limited by the love of Yashoda. And although Krishna has innumerable forms, still Krishna is moving as one Krishna before his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. And also in the Brahma Samhita it is said, Ekok yasau rachayitum jagad anda koti yach chaktir asti jagad anda chaya yad anta undantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. Although Krishna is eternally living in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's transcendental abode, still Krishna is present everywhere, even within the atoms. 57. Krishna's body generates innumerable universes. In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 11 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma says to Krishna, Tvaham tamo mahadahanka charagni varbhu sangveshti tanda ghata sapta vitasti kaya kve drig vidha viganitanda puranucharya bhathadva roma vivarasya chate mahitvam. O my dear Lord, false ego, intelligence, mind, sky, air, fire, water, and earth are the material ingredients of this universe, which can be compared to a gigantic pot. And in that gigantic pot, my body is of insignificant measurement. And even though one of the many universes is created by me, innumerable universes are coming and going from the pores of your body, just as atomic particles are seen flickering in the sunlight. Oh, I think I am very, very insignificant before you. And so I am therefore begging your pardon. Please be merciful towards me. If one takes account of only one universe, he or she will find so many combinations of wonderful things within it, because there are innumerable planets, innumerable residences and places of demigods. The diameter of the universe is 4 billion miles, and it is infested with many unfathomable regions known as patalas, or lower planetary systems. Although Krishna is the origin of all this, Krishna can always be seen in Vrindavan exhibiting his inconceivable potencies. So who can adequately worship such an all-powerful Lord who is possessed of such inconceivable energy? 58. The original source of all incarnations. Jayadev Goswami in his Gita Govinda has sung as follows. Vedan udarate jaganti vahate bhu golam ubibrate daityam daryate baling chalayate kshatra kshayam kurvate palastyam jayate halam kalayate karunyam atanvate mlechan murchayate dashakriti kritte krishnaya tubhyam namaha. Lord Krishna has saved the Vedas in his form as a fish, and Krishna has also borne the whole universe on his back in the form of a tortoise. Krishna has picked up this earthly planet from the water in the form of a boar. Krishna has killed Hiranyakashipu in his form of Nrsinga. Krishna has cheated Maharaj Bali in the form of Vamanadeva. Krishna has annihilated all the dynasties of the Kshatriyas in the form of Parushuram. Krishna has killed all the demons in the form of Lord Ramachandra. And Krishna has accepted the great plow in the form of Balaram. Krishna has annihilated all the atheistic persons in the form of Kalki. And Krishna has saved all the poor animals in his form as Lord Buddha. So these are some of the descriptions of the incarnations emanating from Krishna. And from Srimad Bhagavatam it is to be understood that innumerable incarnations are always coming out from the body of Krishna, just like waves in the ocean. As no one can even count how many waves there are, similarly, no one can count how many incarnations are coming from Krishna's body. 59. Krishna gives salvation to the enemies he kills. Another name for salvation is Apavarga. Apavarga is the opposite of Pavarga, or the various miserable conditions of material existence. The word Pavarga indicates the combination of five Sanskrit letters, Pa, Pha, Ba, Bha, Ma. And these letters are the first letters of the words for five different conditions described as follows. The first letter, Pa, comes from the word Parabhava, which means defeat. In this material struggle for existence, we are simply meeting defeat. Actually, we have to conquer birth, death, disease, and old age. And because there is no possibility of overcoming all these miserable conditions due to the illusion of Maya, we are simply meeting with defeat, Parabhava. The next letter, Fa, is taken from the word Fena. Fena is the foam which is found on the mouth when one is very tired, as is commonly observed with horses. The letter Ba comes from the word Bandha, or bondage. The letter Ba is taken from the word Bhiti, or fearfulness. And the letter Ma is taken from the word Mriti, death. And so the word Pavarga signifies our struggle for existence, which means meeting with defeat, exhaustion, bondage, fearfulness, and at last, death. But the word Apavarga means that which can nullify all these material conditions. Krishna is said to be the giver of Apavarga, or the path of liberation. To repeat, material life is called Pavarga because here we are subject to five different states of suffering represented by the letters Pa, Pha, Ba, Bha, and Ma. Pa means Parishrama, very hard labor. Pha means Fena, or foam from the mouth. For example, sometimes we see a horse foaming at the mouth from heavy labor. Ba means Vayarthata, disappointment. For in spite of so much hard labor, at the end we find disappointment. Bha means bhaya, or fear. In material life, one is always in the blazing fire of fear, since no one knows what will happen next. And finally, ma means mrityu, or death. So, when one attempts to nullify these five different statuses of life, Pa, Pha, Ba, Bha, and Ma, then one achieves upavarga or liberation from the punishment of material existence. And for the impersonalists and the enemies of Krishna, liberation means merging into the Supreme. The demons and the impersonalists do not care for Krishna, but Krishna is so kind that Krishna gives this liberation even to his enemies and to the impersonalists. In this connection, there is the following statement. O Murari Krishna, how wonderful it is that although the demons, who were always envious of the demigods, have failed to penetrate your military phalanx, and yet they have penetrated the region of Mitra, the sun globe. Here, the word Mitra is being used metaphorically. Mitra means the sun globe, but the word Mitra also means friend. The demons who opposed Krishna as enemies wanted to penetrate Krishna's military phalanx, but instead of doing this, they died in battle, and the result was that they penetrated the planet of Mitra, or the sun planet. In other words, they entered into the Brahman effulgence. The example of the sun planet is given here because the sun is ever illuminating, just like the spiritual sky, wherein there are innumerable illuminating Vaikuntha planets. The enemies of Krishna were killed, and instead of penetrating Krishna's phalanx, they entered into the friendly atmosphere of the spiritual effulgence. That is the mercy of Krishna, and therefore Krishna is known as the deliverer of his enemies also. 60. The attractor of liberated souls. There are many examples of how Krishna attracted even great liberated souls like Shukadeva Goswami and the four Kumaras. In this connection, the following statement was given by the four Kumaras. Oh, how wonderful it is that although we are completely liberated, free from desire, and situated at the stage of Paramahansa, still we are aspiring to taste the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 22, Part 3, Qualities of Krishna Further Explained, Numbers 56 through 60. Recorded February 24th, Nityananda Trayodashi, in the year 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Om Tat Sat.